Yeah, you are.
You can go it out.
He had to pull his boat out, scratched his side. I'm going to just see. No. Another 20 minutes. Another 2 hours.
Okay, the time is now 7 o'clock. We'll call this meeting to order with a Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence for our military.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilor Bunnell.
Here.
Councilor Karen.
Here.
Councilor Mandler.
Here.
Councilor Mays.
Here.
Present.
Here. Item 4, special presentations and recognitions. We have none. Item 5, alterations to the agenda. I have a recommendation to remove 16A.
So moved.
Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Moving on to item 6.
Can I add, if you mind, don't mind, Mr. Chairman? Can we have a discussion and possible funding of the pavilion? Al's been down there, you've been down there, I've been down there, most councilors have, about funding repairs to it.
We can add it, but I don't think we're ready to do anything with it yet because we haven't fixed the other problems with it.
No, I just want to see about getting funding.
Do you know how much?
When I was looking at it the other day, we're looking anywhere between 85 and 90,000. That would be upgrading the roof, the fascias that are rotted. The Texan 111 that's rotted, the stairs that are
dilapidated.
You know, it's pretty in bad shape.
Where are your proposals money come from?
How are we looking at on LOSA?
Only like 60 grand left, I think, on that.
So if we start off with 60 grand with that, I think that we can try to make that work, Mr. Chairman. The what?
Foundation.
That's the foundation is not part of that. That's okay. You're talking about the footings for the columns? That's already has the money in there.
So pavilion exterior?
Exterior repairs. I mean, the councilors, you can all come over and we can all look at it together. We've already had $50,000 in there. That money ARPA did way back. We're going to have to move that to the columns. Remember, we had talked about, Mr. Chairman. But the lighting is outdated. The ceiling needs to be power washed and resealed before we lose this stuff. The Texture 111 is rotting off the back of the side of the buildings. So, and that the farmer's market uses it. The bands are there. People rent it for parties, for all kinds of things. And I think that we should take some action on it.
All right. Your motion, is there a second?
Second, sir.
Second. Any other further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any other alterations? Any other alterations?
Was that 16K?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's going to be 16K. 16, all right.
16K.
Item 6, to consider act a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of June 12th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passed. Item 7, there is no executive session. Item 8, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Anyone from the public? 3 minutes.
My name is Kate Sutter, 89 Wildwood Lane. I am the chair of the Parks and Recreation Commission, and I'd like to address a few items from the agenda. I'll start with item 16C, the name change of the community center. I was alerted to this item on the agenda on Friday by the chairman, and I appreciate that very much. I think that my biggest concerns, as he knows, is that I don't want to lose the space for our programming, our dance program, our chorus programs, and anything else that we come up with. We want to make sure that we still have use of the building as we have since forever. Also, the carnival. We have that there every year, and that's a big part of the town. And we just built a new playground there. So, those are some things that we're concerned about. Will we still have the ability to schedule and those things? So I just want to make sure that we're not losing anything with this name change as far as Parks and Recreation is concerned. Item 16E, I want to thank you for putting forth the funding for the basketball court repaving over at Camp Oakdale. I have a son that plays at Camp Oakdale all the time, so I have a lot of personal investment into this, but even though this was not my thing, let me make that clear. He expressed to me that the courts are not flat, there's grass growing through the cracks all over the place. It's just, he said, all messed up. And I also found out from him that kids are not going to play real basketball there anymore. They may go there and shoot, but they're going to other parks to play real basketball, as he said, when they want to play their games. So I want to thank you for that, and please consider that. And item 16F, funds for Desjardins Park over in Richard Brown neighborhood for $25,000. Thank you for putting forth that money. We appreciate that because that area is pretty dilapidated and does need updating. I would love more, but we'll take $25,000. And finally, Councilor Perrin mentioned the pavilion. I know that everybody up here on the council knows that we have been working on this for too long, and we need to get going on repairing that pavilion. The pavilion to me is a gem of Montville. It's a focal point for this community. It's booked through the summer for parties. We have our farmers market there. We have the summer music. People come in. We've had a group come and book it for a week. And it's important that we fix it up and turn it back into the jewel that it was in the past. It's beautiful. I don't want to take it down. I want to fix it. I think that's how we all feel on the commission. This commission has really taken a stand to fix what we have as opposed to putting in new at this point. And I do speak on behalf of the commission for that. So thank you for all your considerations with the funding for those things for Parks and Recreation, and also my concerns with the name change of the community center. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
John Chase, Kendall, of Route 163. I would like to speak in favor of items E and F on your agenda, 16 E and F, that is to say. And I wholeheartedly agree with everything that Mrs. Southern has said. I am also a member of the Parks and Recreation Commission and recognize the importance of maintaining facilities that we have. The use of SIP funding proposed in the past, and rescinded use of SIP funding for projects such as the tennis and pickleball court facility, is something that has, caused a lot of wasted effort, motion, and ultimately the ability to achieve more for less. And I'm very pleased to see that the council is now proposing to without further ado, one hopes, maintain, again, as Mrs. Southern has indicated, facilities that we already have and are in need of such work. Again, it's been a long road to get to where we have finally gotten in respect to the tennis and pickleball facility. It's been matter of that it's been, quite frankly, as I said, unnecessary in terms of the anxiety and panic that got us to that point. As Winston Churchill said, however, the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will not wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job. And I think that's appropriate here. Give the Parks and Recreation Commission the tools with respect to proposed facility improvements on your agenda, and we will finish the job, and it will be enjoyed by the public just as the tennis and pickleball facility is. I also wish to speak, as Mrs. Southern did, in strong opposition to agenda item 16C. The town of Montville hereby resolves to rename the Montville Community Center located at 836 Chesterfield Road and advertised as home of Montville Parks and Recreation and Youth Services as Montville Youth Services. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but what I do know is that when agenda items, resolutions proposed by the council, the public rightly would expect a certain degree of familiarity with existing ordinances and laws, that is to say, the laws now. And so I draw your attention to ordinance number 283-2 of the town of Montville. This, as all ordinances are, was approved by the voters, by the citizens in a town meeting. And it defines, in relevant part, recreational properties at the time of the adoption of this article are Camp Oakdale, large and small pavilions, Conservation Trail, Fair Oaks, and Desjardins Park. Now, it may be that that ordinance ought to be amended to include additional properties since the time of its enactment. What I do know is that the council, by way of resolution, cannot rescind, cannot modify an ordinance that was already enacted, already approved by the citizens. So I would appreciate it greatly, Mr. Chair, if the council would rethink that proposal or act upon it. Again, I'm not really sure what it's all about, I'm not sure what it means, but I know what that ordinance says. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wishing to speak?
Evening. Micah Messer, Chief Oakdale Fire Department. I just wanted to speak on a few items. 16D, the $350,000 for the radios. I just want to thank the Finance Committee for pushing this forward for a vote. This we talked about it last month. It's a very valuable move for the town to get on the state system. This will definitely help move the process along in hopes that the council votes again next year to do another lump sum to continue this process. The other one is item G, the $40,000 for the SCBA washer. We currently do not have something like this in town. We can only wash our gear. We can't wash all the other items that we bring into the fire. So we do our best to clean them off, but it's just not, all the contaminants are in all the grooves, and this machine will take a few units, and it pressure washes it in a spinning cycle to remove all of the contaminants so that we don't continue to wear those. And item H, the $325,000 for M43 tanker repairs. This pushes M43 up a little bit on the capital plan. The reason for that is because when we had a PM done this past year, the company said that there's a big cancer spot on the main frame rail. And then after looking around the box, they noticed that it's growing on the box as well. So they said that it's not going to be long before that truck will be put out of service and not be used. This is one of our water supply trucks that's used. It goes all over town, but primarily Oakdale side of town doesn't have a lot of hydrants, so having these tankers is very valuable to us. So this would be refurbing the truck, breaking down the pump, rebuilding it, and hopefully able to give us another 15 or 20 years life out of this apparatus. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public wishing to speak?
I just want to give you guys an update on the bonding money, the ARPA money that the school is spending. So here's a quick status on what's going on.
That's the item on the agenda, sir.
On the Board of Ed.
Yeah.
You okay. Well, I can talk about the community center. So community center, it's an interesting term. Our safety plan requires for that place to be locked when there are transitional academy students in there. I don't think it's really important, the name of the place, just as long as the functions continue to exist. I personally are something fairly generic in the name. I'm perfectly fine with the Fair Oaks School, but that's just how I feel about it. I do support continuing functions there, but I think one of the reasons why people don't understand about the school, transitional kids, is part of the safety plan as long as they're over there. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
Tony Condon, a model professional fire wanted to echo what the chief just said. All three of those projects that you have before you are of great interest to all of us in emergency services. The radios, you have an aging system that there is a cost for inaction. You could end up with a system that you could find emergency repairs on a system that we're going to be on an island while everybody else goes to the new state system. Every day you're hearing about new towns around us going to that system, so there's, as we utilize mutual aid more and more, it's important for us to keep pace with our partners. The gear washer is also extremely important. You're one of the first departments I've heard in the area that's looking at this. If you haven't seen the commercials on TV where they're always talking about Camp Lejeune, you know, the water, they're also talking about firefighters and PFAS, so it's a known cancer agent, and this device is something new that gets those chemicals out of something that we actually breathe going right into our body. And the third thing is a lot of towns also are going the route of what the chief is recommending with refurbishment, which is it's the best way you can possibly move forward. That truck is probably one of the best riding trucks that we have here in town. It's before all of the DEF requirements, so $325,000 is an absolute steal to get that truck refurbished. If you were to purchase something like that, it would be around $700,000. So I just wanted to add, we hope that you vote in favor of all three of those.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Last call from the public. Hearing none, we're going to move along. Item 9, communications, is a copy of finance report, legal bills, and a letter from an employee. Any other communications?
I have a comment on the item D. That copy of the letter from the public works employees local. My understanding was put in everybody's box, and yet everybody didn't get it. And where does that issue stand?
I don't know. It was investigated by the mayor and HR. That's the last I heard. It's something we don't get involved with because it's personnel issues. So. Do you want to comment on it, Mr. Mayor?
No, I don't, actually.
Very good.
Thank you.
Moving along. Item 10, reports from town attorneys on matters referred. Anything?
I have nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Excellent. Item 11, remarks from the mayor.
As I reported to you all in a couple of emails, the governor vetoed Senate Bill 1213, which would have provided a lot of funding going forward in the out years starting in 2025 in the Mohegan Pequot Fund. I think it's shameful that it was vetoed based on the fact that it passed 149-0 in the House and 36-0 in the Senate, and it was passed unanimously through every committee. We have asked. We've sent letters from the Council of Governments. I sent one personally, and the delegation has sent a letter to leadership asking them to schedule a veto session, a veto override session. So far, they're loath to do that. I signed a personal services agreement for the fishing pier that was ready for execution today. That was sent back to the state, so hopefully we can get an executed copy back in short form and start bidding that project out. Get that under construction. The Director of Land Use and I met with FEMA regarding some new mapping for flood zones and some areas of mitigation that may need some, you know, attention to. We had a pre-construction meeting with the DOT for Route 163. They're behind schedule because of the rain, but the leveling part was done, and hopefully they'll get that finished this week and get that done. And as authorized by you folks last month, we did contract for the council government building official for part-time services, and he's on board and working, and so far so good. And Agnes was gracious enough to help out when Carmen was on vacation, and she did a bang-up job by all accounts, so kudos to Agnes once again.
Very good. Could you maybe just briefly explain that bill that was vetoed 1213? How does it affect Montville, I guess?
Well, I wouldn't know the exact. We won't know the exact numbers on what the allocations were, but this would take all of the slot money and allocate it back to the town, so they can't slurp it off and put it into the general fund and use it for everything else that they've been using it for. So this would have almost tripled back the money that would have been into that fund that would have been distributed out to the towns. So if all things being equal, we probably would have got three times the allocation that we're receiving now. And that's just, don't quote me on that. That's just kind of a raw number on what I've heard.
Okay.
where things would kind of fall out, but
we don't even get close to what we should get for the impact we do get. We don't. And I've been saying that constantly to every one of our delegation, before, present, not present, whatever. We don't. We don't get what we should be getting. The other side of the state gets all the fruits, and we get the spoiled fruits, okay? So it's not fair, which we should be sending a letter from us council also, too, and back them up. Or call every one of our delegations to see how shameful that was, because I've already called the lieutenant's governor's office and the governor's office and left messages. I haven't got a call back. But.
And for the record, I was chastised for my snarky email to them.
I thought your email was good.
You can throw another $30 million at the Port Authority, but you can't help the towns out with money that isn't yours to begin with.
I thought it was right to the point.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments for the mayor? Hearing none, department heads. Who wants to be first?
I'll go first. Good evening, everybody. Director of the Land Use Department. Mayor already gave me my first big news that we finally got the final personal service agreement, which he executed today. It's been sent back to the state. We have to get a signature from the Attorney General's office, and then we can really start the project. We reached out to an engineer. He's going to send an email with all the next steps, and hopefully there's going to be some testing to the fishing pier that will have to occur. That will be the first thing that happens, but then we should be able to start putting out the bids pretty soon. Hoping that we can start in fall, but I don't know that for sure. So it's pretty exciting. It will be the boat launch repair and the new fishing pier. So that's a really cool thing. The Planning and Zoning Commission, at their last meeting in June, they approved the expansion of the stable on 46 Finch Hill Road. It's an existing stable, now they want 4 horses. We still have on our agenda the post gas station at 204 Route 32, which is at the corner of Durable and Route 32. 69 Finch Hill Road, we have 3 large industrial buildings still on our agenda. We're working out the details of that plan. 669 Route 163, we have a site plan in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the landfill solar. And staff are working hard to get that plan into shape and helping them out. One thing, I think I may have told you this before, the Planning and Zoning Commission put a moratorium in place with regards to any new cannabis establishment. And the reason for this was they wanted to take the time to write regulations and do some research. At the last meeting, they started their discussion. They have asked me to put an application together. It's an application only. It'll go through the whole text amendment regulation process, public hearing process, to prohibit any new retail cannabis establishments in the town of Tomoka. So once that gets submitted, I can send you all a copy, and it's pretty simple. It'll be a text amendment to prohibit them. And in the meantime, we're still working on regulations to look at, you know, sort of tax benefits to the town for cultivators and micro cultivators and where they might be located. It's my understanding from other towns that they're big tax generators, and buildings are, you know, assessed at millions of dollars. So we're still looking at that part of the cannabis regulations. And Does anyone have any questions about anything that you see going on? And no, I don't know what's going on in the hill.
I was not going to ask that. That was my third question, but I'll delete that one.
So, I can say that with all honesty.
Yeah, I figured. But the building that was over here where the Mr. Gager's old property, right over, they tore it down and they installed?
I don't know. I've been trying to reach out to the owner and he hasn't gotten back to me yet, but I keep driving by it and there was an issue last year with stormwater systems and proper permitting, and I think that pretty much stalled the project, and I'm hoping he'll come back and finish it. If not, he's got to do something to button up the site, you know, one way or the other. He's not going to finish it. So that's the answer to that question.
And all the flags on 32 are all, I've seen the open signs and all the little other signs are all missing now, the banners.
Yeah, so we got complaints about one particular property, and then we decided that, you know, we can't be selective enforcement. So Meredith went on a trip one day with our administrative assistant, and they knocked on doors and sent letters, and we got the flags down. We're working on it. The other thing that we've done is we have, I have contracted with the Southeastern Connecticut Council of Government to write sign regulations for us. And I want those sign regulations to, you know, balance the needs of the business owners, but also not make Route 32 a bike only street in London, which it sort of kind of was. And the other thing is our sign regulations are vague, so, you know, people say, well, what if I do this, what if I do that? So we have to sort of button them up and make them a little bit more solid. So we don't allow flags, but perhaps somebody has a truck with a very interesting trailer hitch which has flags anyway. So, you know, what do you do?
It was that Tom?
Just saying. No, it wasn't Tom. We've contracted with some of our we had some funds left over from our in our ladies' department budget, and we have contracted also with an economic development consultant, a gentleman by the name of Robert Stanty, who used to work for SERP. Work with now Advanced CT. Mayor is familiar with Mr. Santi, and we have contracted with him, and I'd like him to start working with the EDC to put together a strategic economic development plan for Montville, and he's going to be at their next meeting. He also said that he wants to speak to a lot of key people in town. My guess is he'll want to address this council at some point as well. So it's just new, we just contracted with him, and I think it was money well spent to see if we can put something together to get sort of a plan here in town. Everything's so disconnected in Montville, all the different centers. Don't really have a center in town. So I'm hoping that, you know, he can provide us with the services we need to get something in place.
Chair, I have a quick question. The gas station's renovated on 163 and 82. It looks like they're done or close to being done for a while now, is it?
Well, they want to open. Unfortunately, they have not finished all their site work. They did just get us an as-built of the site last Friday afternoon. They wanted us to sign off this morning. So we have to go and look at the site. But we spent most of the day today comparing what was approved to what was actually built. So long as the site is substantially complete, we'll give them a certificate of substantial completion, zoning compliance certificate, and we will bond any remaining site improvements into a site completion bond and hold that bond until all the improvements are done. And that's the way we don't want to hold something up because, hey, maybe the fence didn't get put up or the landscaping didn't all get put in yet, but they're given a certain amount of time. Otherwise, we have bond funds that the town could. Wasn't
done. I think that the
owner
is motivated to get his money back. So,
yeah,
fix
everything up pretty quick. So, but yeah, they're getting ready to open. We're going to do an inspection tomorrow.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thanks.
Other department heads.
Say that again, please.
Yeah, $279,525 if all of these projects on the agenda tonight are approved.
I thought the email I got from you, Barbara, and I could be mistaken, it was 1.3. The one I received from you is 1.7. Seven? No.
1.34. Yeah. In fact, I printed.
Maybe it was a recorrection. Yeah.
The email I sent to you, because that was the most recent. That added this fiscal year.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah. So starting out with just over 1.3 million, and then subtracting out, as I said, the Camp Oakdale 400 has already been approved. So if the other three items are approved tonight, that would be $79,525. Any questions about
LOSA? So there's plenty of money in there to the pavilion.
What's that?
There's money in there to do the pavilion.
Oh, yeah. All right. Double and check then, that. Moving on, just want to talk briefly about budget highlights from previous fiscal year. The fiscal year we're just closing out. You have your budget reports, and as I say, just some highlights. Both current year taxes, prior year taxes, revenues running higher than predicted, than budgeted. So that's looking good. Investment interest is just off the charts. There's about 700,000 more in investment interest than was budgeted. So that's going to be a huge, nice windfall to the bottom line. Just another highlight, Housing Authority, which has been falling behind in payments, did a catch up this year. So they're actually, I think they made a payment of about $90,000, which is about 3 years' worth of payments, so they're caught up. Police private duty, a lot of revenue offset by expenses. Right now, a little more revenue than expense, but you know, it should be a wash. Other things of note, a lot of the salary line items in budgets look overspent. I mean, they are overspent. And that is because it totals about $62,000. And that is because the main contract was ratified after the start of the fiscal year. So all of those increases were not in the budget. So people got paid. And, you know, note is that it's Maine, so it's some of the higher paid employees and management. But there is money from other sources to shore that up. So I'm just going to have doing some transfers. Other things, unexpected things that I noticed throughout the budget, some electricity, fuel, phone, internet, postage, kind of things that they're budgeted, but you can't do much about them. Except watch for trends and try to make sure the budgeting is as accurate as possible going in. Tax refunds, another wild card. You're putting in a number, and you have no idea what's going to come out of that. Workers' comp was under budgeted by about $50,000, so that's going to need some money transferred in. And just a comment about a lot of budgets is looking negative, looking overspent. Some of those are because they've got encumbrances, they've got POs that aren't being used. And the AP accountant, our newest person in the office, Whitney Costello, she's working right now on going through and figuring out with departments what POs need to be closed out. That's going to make a big difference in bottom line for a lot of those budgets. The last thing, she's also, along with John Dunn, is working on doing those inter-fund transfers. He's been working with public
Works, with John Carlson Public Works, doing the transfers to get those budgets shored up, and then John Carlson will be working, I'm sorry, John Dunn will be working with some of the other departments to get those negatives turned into neutrals or positives. And I counted, there are probably fewer than 10 budgets that will end up needing an intra-fund transfer, which is something you will have to do, and I'm hoping to get much of that wrapped up by next meeting. But a lot of the negatives will just be dealt with right through the budget, and as I said, AP and John are working on those. And the other ones, we'll see what we can do. So, any questions about the budget, the overviews?
Yes. Just if you could, don't have to answer it now, but when you get time, go back and just check the LOSIP funds. The email you said we had $1,139,522.
If you take that was before this year's money. The one that you have is before I did the LOSIP for this year.
The email that said it was for this year too. If you could just double check that, because if that's the case, there's only $64,000.
The one you have, the 1.13.
Yes, that's the email you sent me that said it was last year's money and this year's money.
No,
that was through fiscal year 23.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you could just double check that.
I will. Yeah, and I have gone back into the LOSIP site, you know, the state OPM site, to confirm those numbers. I'll be happy to go back and do it one more time. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
Any questions? Further questions? LOSIP for budget or anything else?
So the LOSIP, so this must be the same email, the one that is one, and I stand corrected, I'm sorry, it wasn't 1.7, it was 1.354. That's the one you sent to me. And the ARPA, is that standing still at 103, ARPA funds?
There's a transfer up on my desk, I was waiting for the minutes, I think that was about 4,000 that I still have to make, and then there are some ARPA in tonight's agenda. So it is about 100 minus that 4,000 is about where it is now.
Yeah. And what do we stand at our fund balance?
Well, as of last year, 22, it was 18% of expense. I don't remember.
Okay, Barbara, that's fine. Just email it to me. That's fine.
Yeah, and
no, so I shouldn't have caught you off guard on that. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. The FY. 22, it's in the financial statements.
Great.
I didn't get that exact number.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just don't remember offhand. And I don't have my financial statements.
Oh, it's all good.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Any other department heads?
I just may clarify one thing. When we're over in salaries, like for the main for the contract, that is typical of exactly the way things work. That's why we have the contingency account to account for those.
I'm going to make a comment just to log that back. You reminded me. This upcoming year, at the end of FY24, all contracts except fire, because that's in negotiations now, I do believe all the other contracts come up for certification. So I'm going to suggest at budget time that we allocate a larger amount in contingency. If those contracts remain, I mean, if we're still working with old salary when the budget is finalized, I'm going to suggest we do a little more in contingency on top of that. We can discuss that at that time. Thank you.
Any other department heads? Chief, have anything for us? All right.
Peter's there too.
Peter? Okay. All right. Moving along, reports from standing committees, town's rules and procedures.
Yeah, we met on the 26th with the director of land use and development. She wanted to propose some changes to the job descriptions for the director of land use and development, the assistant town planner, and the zoning wetlands officer. However, we learned that the HR department wants to make additional changes to those job descriptions. So rather than doing each of them twice, we sent them back, and they're going to do them all at once and bring them here when they're ready.
Very good. Thank you. Finance items are on the agenda. Public Works Solid Waste. There's been a lot of talk about the Raymond Hill Church. The consensus is they want to let the library use it, but we're looking for funding in order to renovate it so that it's usable. The road improvement program is almost coming to an end. They just finished paving Chesterfield and Chapel Hill. We still have Moxley and Maple coming up. Social service building, we did a tour of the other day. It's come out very nicely. It's been painted. Windows should be here shortly, and that's on schedule to reopen shortly, the next month or so. Looking to go out to bid shortly for the youth services community center bathrooms. Moxie Road Bridge should start repairs in about 2 weeks. Schofield Pond, the bus has been removed, and that area should be cleaned up for the fire department training grounds. Some stuff on the football field that still needs to be addressed, but it's all minor. And there's a bunch of tree clearing. They just did a bunch on Turner Road. They hired a company to take out 29 or 30 trees, and they're going to do a bunch more on Fire Street. Tennis court bathrooms are still being painted and worked on. Orchard Drive had some drainage issues. They camered it, and they're waiting back for the footage of the cameras to find out what's wrong with that. Some discussion at the handicap parking and use of the road to get to the football building was discussed. Large pavilion, of course, was discussed. And that was about it. Item 13, reports from special committees, Councilor Bunnell, Parks and Rec, and volunteer firefighter and library.
The firefighters did not meet. They meet the end of this month. Library committee did not meet. However, they did report that they're waiting for one more bid on the ramp, and they'll start picking a contractor. Parks and Rec met on the 21st. of June, and started off with remarks from the public. Football representative was there and spoke on some of the items they were trying to get it squared away, including moving the bleachers, installation of speakers, fencing, lighting, cutting branches, and the use of the access road. The access to the bathrooms were closed on 3 occasions. That's another issue. There was also comments from the public on from the soccer league. There was a number of residents that came and spoke on opposition to the expansion of the football field, how it will impact the soccer program, and reach over into one of the soccer fields. The director, Bushway, summarized his report, highlighting the tag sale, the completion of the playground, the conclusion of the carnival, the beginning of the summer camp on June 26th, and the start of the farmer's market. They also, the 10 engagement summer concert series was starting. The discussion on the handicap parking and further discussion on the access road. The insurance carrier is concerned about cars on the access road with the exception of the emergency vehicles. In addition to the handicap spots, will be added to the upper parking lot, improving access to the pavilion gate and creating a possible wheelchair accessible from the parking lot alongside the access road. Public Works is going to be working on that. All the information will be included in the revised memorandum of agreement, which was going to meet on Wednesday and review the language so that we can come up with some conditions on usage of that access road that everybody can live with. Discussion on the carnival. There was disappointing weather, obviously, and having to move the fireworks. So there was some scheduling issues and understaffing, and apparently one of the biggest complaints was a lack of fried dough. So they're going to try to address that next year. Plus, the condition of the rides was also discussed, and more attention is going to be given to that. The community center plan, they met and discussed reviewed New London's plans for a gymnasium, pool, recreation department, and youth services, and their space right now is 35,000 square feet, a little larger than we have space for. Discussion on the capital improvements and disappointment in the lack of the cutting of the capital improvement items, but some of those things are on the agenda tonight. Hopefully we can square that away. The bounce back wall and funding for it was obtained and a spot to put it. Public Works is working on that. There was some, during the other discussions on the trail built by the Eagle Scout Lawton, I encourage everybody to take a walk down there and look at that trail and try to walk it yourselves. The guy's done a really outstanding job putting that thing together. That's down by the PD. And that's it.
Thank you. Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Social Service, and Nonprofits.
So the nonprofits, I did hear from a couple of the nonprofits, which that was brought up for Parks and Rec. I referred them to Parks and Rec, and Mr. Chairman, we did talk briefly the other day about some of those concerns that they did have. Social Service Building, I have to tell you, when I brought that forward, I don't know, it's got to be 2 years or on the first ARPA committee, and said, you know, it's you need at least $200,000. The building ceilings were falling down, was full of mold. We couldn't use it, and it's come a long way, and it's on budget. So that means something. Everything in there right now, when it gets done, it's going to be on budget, and that means for what they have done. From everywhere, from the ceilings being replastered, the doors, the everything, new windows, the heating system, piping fixed underneath the floors. It's not just a social service building. It's where some of our seniors and our veterans and people in need go get heating assistance, rental assistance, food, clothing. So that building is long overdue. From when I was a kid, used to just go there and sit in the mayor's office. It's coming along very good, and I'm very proud of our town to have moved forward on that. Social services, the need for food and everything is, a highlight on different areas. I went down to New London. I've been to the UCFS food banks. Our food bank is pretty outstanding. Our senior center, the trips are doing fantastic. The seniors have been really, they're overwhelmed. They're so happy with them. To get them out, to have our seniors get out there into the community again after the COVID was a main goal, and thank you, Council, for approving those and moving forward for that. And the classes that we've had, we have new members. We have members coming from other towns paying extra to come to our town. So that's amazing. They come from towns that they just are not happy where they are because our classes, our programs, our mental health for our seniors is the program for our mental health is full. It's there that for our seniors, for our veterans, and anyone 18 and up too, that are taking advantage of it, and they're it's helping a lot of people. The other thing that we're looking into more is the computer classes. It's hard to get people to teach these classes anymore. It's hard to get the people the programs. Our services, I think we're up over 1,000 members. As being one of the fastest growing populations in Montville, which is the seniors, and Mr. Pike, I'm very proud of this senior center. I'm proud of the way it is. I'm proud of the way that it's being run, and the seniors are so happy. I mean, I could see some improvements, but I'm not going to mention them because I'll probably get killed by the director. But if you've seen how many seniors have been in there to these programs at night, even volunteering, the volunteers that the seniors who want are more than I've ever seen, who want to get there and help. And I met, I think, 5 or 6 people from other towns that want to join our thing and help. And then the barbecue thing went fantastic. It's all good. It's all good down there. And I want to thank the council for supporting me on some of the things. And the mayor was there the other day and supporting me on the things I bring forward for our seniors. I really appreciate it.
Item C, Mr. Mandler, WPCA and ad hoc.
The WPCA is a structural damage to the Stony Brook overpass stanchions. We conversed over allocating $400,000 to shore them back up before there's a major failure and raw sewage and water would pour into the waterway itself. The gentleman gave a very point-blank synopsis of the whole thing, and we're hoping to move forward that very quickly and just to avert any catastrophe. But he said it's deteriorating very quickly and very substantially. So that's going on that. And they were going to be expecting delays in the traffic for the Route 32 once they get a crane over there to start shoring things up. So he's going to be checking with the police chief on just for traffic control and all that things. And for the COVID, the SCBA washer is on the agenda for tonight.
Thank you. Councilor May, Conservation Commission.
Their meeting is actually due to July 4th is scheduled, I believe, tomorrow. And other than we went to the Community Night Farmers Market and had a table and talked to the public about some of the things, got a lot of interest. Not much else to report on that.
Very good. Councilor Ricks is not here, but just a reminder that the Farmers Market is happening every Tuesday night. Planning and zoning, I have no report. Councilor Yuknik, EDC, Public Safety and Youth Service Advisory.
excuse me, nothing to report from Economic Development Commission. The Public Safety Commission, what do we got? Lieutenant Radford reported the police department handled 899 calls for service and issued 124 citations. The Fire Marshal's Office did 58 inspections and 2 fire investigations. The fire department calls break down as follows. Mottville, 67 EMS calls, 3 fire calls, 9 motor vehicle, and 3 other. Mohegan, 65 EMS calls, 2 fire calls, 11 motor vehicle, and 10 other. Chesterfield was 13 EMS calls, 2 fire calls, 4 motor vehicle accidents, and 6 other. And Oakdale reported 38 EMS calls, 2 fire calls, 6 motor vehicle calls, and 4 other. The mayor has already reported that Southeastern Council of Governments is lending us some building inspector services, so that's a good thing. And I believe everybody was there already, but for July 1st, we had our police ceremony to swear in our new chief of police and make our police department an independent police department. I had the honor of chairing the committee that put together the event, and I am happy to announce we finished $3.39 under budget. Under budget. That's all I have.
Could have got another cake for that.
Thank you. Item 14, appointments and resignations. Item A, to consider an act on a motion to appoint Serge St. Felix as an alternate member of the Economic Development Commission with a term to expire July 10th, 2027. A motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes. Item B, to consider act a motion to waive the interview rules 14B of the Town Council Rules of Procedures for the Water and Sewer Commission and Zoning Board of Appeals. Is there a motion?
So moved.
The second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item C, to consider act a motion to appoint Frank Maselli to fill a vacancy on the Water and Sewer Commission with a term to expire on January 14th, 2025.
So moved.
Full disclosure, he's my cousin.
We won't hold that against him.
That's right.
Any discussion?
Just a question. I didn't see a copy of the application in the package. Was it?
I don't know if there was one. I know he had one for the other commissions he was on. So. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item D, to consider act on a motion to accept the resignation of Vince Atwood-Young from the Zoning Board of Appeals, effective immediately.
So moved.
Motion made. Second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item E, to consider act on a motion to appoint John Plankus to the Zoning Board of Appeals with a term to expire November 13th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made. Second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 15, unfinished business, there is none. Item 16A was removed. Item 16B, the Town of Mottville hereby resolves to allocate $90,084 in unanticipated ECS cost sharing funds to the Board of Education budget. We have a motion.
So moved.
Motion to need second. Any discussion?
It's there's no wiggle room there, right? That's has to by
It could be put into the general fund, but this was after the fact that we passed the budget and they gave additional funding. I mean, it's right. Probably appropriate to give it to them since it's for them. Any other discussion? All right, roll call vote.
Councilor Bunnell.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor
Mander. Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor.
Councilor
Euclid. Favor.
Favor. 6-0, motion passed. Wow. Item C, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to rename the Montville Community Center located at 836 Chesterfield Road and advertises home of Montville Parks and Rec and Montville Youth Services and Montville Youth Services. Is there a motion?
Hold.
Second. Discussion?
I'll second for discussion.
All right, so I'll just real quickly, my motion second. This was added because the sign was hit and damaged and it needs to be replaced, so Mr. Mandler asked that we put it on here and consider possibly calling it something different, because of the fact that it's not a, quote, true community center. The intent was not to change any of the use or how it's being done, just the actual name of it. But with that said, I'd make a motion that we table this until next month's meeting, because as Mr. Chase said, there's an ordinance referring it to as Fair Oaks, so we may have to change that ordinance, which means it might still be referred to as Fair Oaks if that ordinance wasn't changed. So I will make a motion to keep it at till next month, if somebody wants to second that.
I'll second that.
The motion is second to table it to next month, so it automatically happens. Item D, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the use of $350,000 of the state LOSIP money for the state radio system.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to say that. I just want to say I know that when it came to the Finance Committee and explained what they needed, it was a big number. And I just want to say that we asked them to go back, look at what they really need at this point, and I'm really glad that they did that. I just want to say that they did what we asked them to do. And cut it down to a bite size thing. So I think it's a good thing.
Is this the total amount?
No.
I believe the total amount is close to $800,000. This is the just get our foot in the door and start off. And then we'll have to look at budgeting a couple years on the road or look for grants.
Mm-hmm. So was this the simulcast?
Correct. So simulcast. There was some discussion about that and different cost about that. According to Comms Plus, we do not need more than $3,000 just to simulcast. So we're in a good, according to him, our system that we have currently is able to simulcast.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other discussion? Hearing none, a roll call vote.
Councilor Bunnell.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Definitely favor.
Councilor Mandler.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor.
Councilor Euclid.
Favor.
Councilor McNally.
Favor. 6-0, motion pass. Item E, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to approve $300,000 of the state LOSIP money to fund for the basketball court reconstruction. A motion?
So moved.
Second. And discussion?
Discussion, they'll be going out for three bids on this one.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
As per purchasing policy.
The only thing I have on it, I know it needs to be done. I just, looking at the way things are, was this a, maybe Peter Bushway could answer this question. What is the genesis of this $300,000? Is that something we got a long time ago? It's a recent number? That's all right, Chair.
It should really go look at Norwich. Norwich, three of them look nice. They look. I was there.
It's going to cost.
Not very much. Norwich, I tried to sum it up. John was supposed to.
That $300,000 was when we first got the information for the first round of transports. So I'm sure that it's a little bit short. We have called them up once I saw this on the agenda. I called the company who did the Tennessee at the ball courts and asked them to re-quote that, since that's probably at least 2.5 years old, probably.
We ought to try to get more than one quote. I think someone's telling me Norwich just did theirs.
No question. But at least it would have us in some ballpark figure to start with.
Do you mind? Public Works Director in Norwich is when I talked to about the tennis courts, who they did it. If you would like to, you know, I asked John, and maybe John's going to do it. You can work with John or your chair of the Parks and Rec and talk to him, because they just did three courts over there, and they look fantastic.
Yeah, they did. Theirs were not the same type of construction. They just pulverized the existing asphalt that was there and went right over the top. And then painted, of course, the line. So that was a significant savings. I'm not sure what the guarantee is, how many years those are guaranteed for. If we had done that with the tennis courts, it's only going to be a 5-year guarantee as opposed to the 20 we have with the slab type post-tension.
No, I mean the basketball courts. Basketball courts, I think that we're going to have to look at, because there's possibly no more money. So, I mean, we're going to have to work within our budget.
Yeah, and I can get the rest of those quotes for the public works in Norwich.
Great. They added one, too.
Oh, they did?
They added one basketball court, yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, even the name of the streets there, again, 1, 2, 3, 1 and 2 had the same amount of cubic yards, 70 cubic yards, I believe they were, and they were different prices, but I was curious as to why, and I just don't have an answer for that just yet. For two different courts at two different locations, so whatever that may be, but certainly significantly less to do it that way by pulverizing and re-asphalting as opposed to the post-tension by far.
Did you bring up to him about the sign that you on the tennis courts?
The scope of the job for basketball courts, is it just the surfacing, or does it include anything to do with the backboards or any of the stanchions and the curbing that goes around it?
It was just for the courts.
For resurfacing?
If you look at the courts, they slightly pitch towards the softball field. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at them from the end, if you're on the left-hand side of the court, you have a little bit of a jump on the guy that's facing you, backing into the back row, so you can jump higher. The curbing was not included. It was just the post tension. And we may not even put the curbing back, depending upon the aesthetics and how level the playing field is.
Right.
Because the curbing is just going to be another ankle twister.
Well, I was recently down there, and this is something that is in dire need. I'm told that they, the chairperson said from Park and Rec, kids go up to you just to shoot basket, not to play, because you can't.
Well, there's both. There's a lot of play. There's adults up there. I think it's 2 days. They're up there playing until like 10 o'clock. The idea is that the lights,
there is a slant there because it but it helps me with my three pointer. Pretty good.
Height challenge.
Yeah, it was good. I've been doing it for years and I'm pretty good at it.
You don't have to bring your steps to it.
Any more questions or comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing none, moving along. Roll call vote.
Councilor Bunnell.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Mather.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor.
Councilor Euclid.
Favor. Councilor McNally. Favor, 6-0. Item F, the Town of Moffett hereby resolves to approve $25,000 of the state LOSIP money for the Desjardins Park upgrades. Motion. Motion made. Second.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
I also went down and looked at this park. Basketball surface in the same condition as up at Camp Oakdale. It's, I know there's a lot of concern from the area residents about the condition overall of the park. There's not even a sign that identifies it as a park. But this is overdue.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilor Bunnell.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor
Mather.
Favor.
Councilor
May.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. 6-0. Motion passed. Item H. The Town of Moffett hereby resolves to approve the use of $325,000 of the general fund reserve for Oakdale Volunteer Fire Company's M43 tanker repair.
To let you know, you over.
You skipped G.
Did I skip G? Oh, my apologies. Let's go back to G. Town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the use of $40,000 ARPA Rescue Plan Act funds for SCBA self-contained breathing apparatus washer.
So moved.
Second. Motion made in second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilor Bunnell.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor
Mather. Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor.
Councilor
Euclid. Favor.
Favor. 6-0. Item H, again, the Town of Moffett hereby resolves to approve the use of $325,000 on the general fund reserve for Oakdale Volunteer Fire Company's M43 tanker repairs.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made. Second. Any discussion?
Sad that Mr. Butterworth didn't speak tonight, but I'm in favor.
I'm glad to see that it's on there in that amount. I think the truck is nearly 20 years old, and it's a considerable savings to have to go out and buy a new one. And we certainly do need to make sure we have enough tankers at our disposal so the firefighters can do the job.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilor Counselor Bernal?
Favor.
Counselor Perrin?
Definitely favor.
Counselor Mandler?
Favor.
Counselor May?
Favor.
Favor.
Abstained. 5-0. Motion passed.
Ooh.
Item I, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to allocate $30,000 from the American Rescue Plan funds to complete the walk-in freezer refrigerator for the Department of Social Services.
So moved.
Motion made.
Second. Discussion. So this is part two. We've already approved money that was originally for the two units. Went out and found out we can't get them anymore for that price. So this will complete the project that we have half done because the pads poured and all that.
And do you mind if I add to that, Mr.
Chair? Please do.
Okay. this is something that we did push for before, and the director said there was a need for. I think I counted the other night, Al. We'd count maybe 10, 11, 10. Maybe more, at just down 10. Of freezers. Minimum. And refrigerators separate that we got to go back and forth what we're using them for. The price that Kathy had brought to the prior ARPA no longer exists, like everything else. So this is a need to combine everything, and also where they're putting it, we'll have a backup generator there too, so that'll make a difference there. So hopefully we'll be all in favor of this.
And Mr. Chair, the one good thing about this comes in all assembled, and the Public Works Director was kind of concerned about the old one that we had approved, that it come in pieces and they would have to put it together. So this comes in all assembled, ready to go, and the warranty never can be screwed up by somebody touching it.
Good. Anybody else want to comment? I'm hearing none. Roll call vote.
Counselor Bernal?
Favor.
Counselor Perrin?
Favor.
Counselor Mandler?
Favor.
Counselor May?
Favor.
Counselor
Favor. Favor. 6-0. Motion passed. Item J, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to increase the salary of the Blight Officer to $18.45 an hour, effective July 1, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made. Second. Any discussion?
What was it?
Is this just...
It's a 2.5% raise. It was left off of the non-union people that we did last month, or the month before.
The person's part-time?
Yes.
What was it? They were...
2.5% raise.
Oh, my God.
Any discussion?
She does a heck of a job.
Never even matter.
Roll call vote.
Counselor
Bernal?
Favor. No.
Counselor
Perrin? Favor.
Counselor Mandler?
Favor.
Counselor May?
Favor.
Favor.
Counselor
Bernal? Favor. 6-0. Motion passed. Town of Montville hereby resolves to appropriate $60,000 from LOSIP money for the pavilion cosmetic improvements. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Second. Discussion?
You know what? I think all the counselors and Al went down and took a look at some of the concerns that Mr. Chairman and we all talked about the other day when we toured the social services, sent a lengthy email to the Public Works Director about the bird feces and stuff that it was pretty bad about what's there. You know what? Being the building is used so much, and we're so proud of it, and so much that we've done around it, from the new fencing, the new lights outside, we have to do something like this. This is just a small start of what this building really needs to have done. I have to tell you, if you drive by, just drive by after all those bushes done, you look at it, and it's just, I know Al's chirping to comment on it, so I'll let him take over after that.
I was just concerned about the health issue with the farmer's market with food and the bird feces and things like that. It'd be a heck of a thing to have somebody comment and hurt the farmer's market, and plus the bands, and when everything is going so well down there and it's so well attended, all you need is one bad thing to come out of it and you lose 2 years worth of progress.
Well, this money tonight necessarily doesn't go to clean that up.
But I'm just saying,
that's getting taken care of already.
That's getting taken care of already, but this is the first step in a process.
My concern with this is that I think we're putting the cart before the horse because we're still working on structural engineering right now. We have two engineers fighting back and forth to get structural stuff done. I don't think we should be doing cosmetic things until that's done.
Mr. Chairman, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And number two is we don't have an exact cost estimate. We're just throwing a dart at the wall and saying, yeah, well, 60, 50, whatever, give me some money and get started. I think this should go back to committee and go back to Parks and Rec and go back to Public Works and get an exact list of what it is that needs to be done and get a cost analysis so we're not coming back here begging for more money when we don't have it down the road. So it's just my two cents.
I don't have a problem with that. It's just that this building is just, it's falling apart left and right. I understand the engineering thing. It's just disgusting.
Yep.
It really is.
It needs to be done. I don't disagree.
We
have to get structurally sound before you go put busting on a pig.
What have we apportioned for the foundation repairs? Have we
done anything? $50,000.
$50,000 or $55,000.
We have that. So I think what Chairman Karen was saying is this, I was only going to say Council. But Councilor Karen was saying we were under the understanding that we only had $64,000 left in LOSEP money or thereabouts, and that's where we put that money at just to secure it. I think there may be more money in LOSEP that maybe we should be looking at. I don't see anything harm in doing the $60,000 tonight, that we've got it secure to do that, and then come back at a later date. You know, add to it, but either way, I think we got everybody's agreement that we're going to spend the money to fix it. So I'm getting either way on that.
Any other discussion?
Yep. The longer this is delayed, the more the costs are going to go up.
Right, but we can't do this until it's actually structurally sound. So it's not like we're going to go out tomorrow and put siding on the thing, and the roof's going to cave in.
Yeah, but the only thing it would do, Mr. Chairman, is maybe put a fire underneath the public works director to start getting these numbers. Do I think these, you're making me laugh already. Come on. Being all serious. Just moving motion.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilor Bunnell.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Mandler.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor.
Councilor Griffith.
Opposed.
Councilor
Bunnell. Opposed. 4-2, it passed. Item 18, remarks from the council. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Good evening, Gary Murphy, 55 on the floor. One thing, I just wanted to comment on the road paving. Let's see, the area guys here in the Marshall Manor area. Outstanding job. And I think the town deserves a lot of credit for putting up a $10 million bond for paving over the next few more years to go. But I think this is probably the biggest noticeable one, New Chesterfield Road, Chapel Hill. Those are some big jobs, a lot of paving, a lot of money going there. And people do notice it, appreciate it. It's nice to be able to drive down the road and not worry about popping a tire. And the Public Works Department, I think, does an outstanding job. They're out there, I think they work hard. And I think it's important to keep up the work on that end. The only other thing I'd like to say is on the fire department radios. When I first got elected as fire chief in 1984, the first portable radio I went to buy from College Radio in the fire department cost me $124. I almost had a heart attack that the radio was $124. But at that time, our budget was only $13,400 for the total year for the fire department. So, that's, now they're $5,000 or better for a radio, for a vehicle radio. And this is all because a lot of this has to do with today, with technology for cell phones. Federal government bought all the low band, buying all the low band up to take care of businesses and other people with these low band radios. We could have that portable radio in 1984. We could talk to somebody on the Newport Bridge. I'm not lying. People don't remember that. We were an island. Today, you couldn't talk across this town with one of those radios. Well, those low bands you can. On the radios we have today, you can't even talk from here to Cherry Lane. And we had some incidents this past week out there, some serious calls. And there were guys were calling and nobody's answering. And I'm glad that the town is taking initiative to get this done, get this taken care of. It's really important to have radios out there. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Anyone else wishing to speak? Last call from the public. Hearing none. Remarks from the mayor?
Yeah, I just want to, again, congratulate Chief Blanchett on his new position. He's hit the ground running. And honestly, I can't thank the Transition Committee enough for the planning, hosting, and the execution of the ceremony. What a fantastic job.
Fantastic
job. And to a man and a woman and child, they all said so. So, great job by all. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Bunnell.
I want to echo the Mr. Murphy's comments about the radio system. I remember being on the low band with the police department and not being able to talk anywhere. And I can imagine what the fire department members go through when they're trying to talk and they can't get anybody to listen to them. This is way overdue, and I'm glad to be part of it. I also want to congratulate and thank Councilor Yukonik on his chairing of that transition committee. Nothing in this town has ever gone smoother, mainly because he took control and he was thorough and he made things happen. He followed up on things, and I was happy to be part of it. It's an effort that I've been involved in since, the first referendum. We'll call it that. Was that 2010, 2008? No, 2002. And then the second referendum, and then the building referendum, and all towards an objective to appoint our own chief. And I want to extend my congratulations to the new chief and say good luck. That's it.
Thank you, Councilor Karen. 3 minute limit.
You know, I'll second that. It was fantastic to go. I was very proud to be there. I was very proud to see how it all went and seeing all our officers up there. It's amazing. I didn't know we had that many officers. All in the uniforms, you all look good. You're a very, you know what? This town should be proud to have you, Chief. And you know what? What really stands out to me, too, is you're a proud, proud family man. And that makes a difference with me, too, big time. I was outstanding to see you up there with your sons and your father and your mother. Then to see Paul, which I love Paul, he came right up to you. That was great to sit through that. Mr. Yudnick, you guys, that whole committee should be proud. Did an awesome job. Awesome job. It really does make a difference to see things so classy and how it really worked out. So many people there. You don't get too many people to come out like that and how it worked and how our first responders were there helping out too. And they're all in their uniforms. It looked great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really just pleased with myself for missing it, but I was down visiting my mom in Texas over that July 1st. But I'm very proud that being part of that Independent Police Commission, some of the people in this dais was on that with me, and it's a really good thing that we have the Independent Police Department now. I'm very proud of that. But I'm also proud to see that we're getting the equipment our fire department needs, the equipment to keep them safe, to keep their equipment clean, having good vehicles. And I'm really proud that our police department is now way on its way to be, you know, the top-notch police department that it is. And doing a lot of good work this year, and I think we've to thank ourselves and really appreciate that we've done a good job this year in making that happen.
Yeah, I just want to echo everybody else's thoughts too to the entire transition committee. You guys did a fantastic job. I know there's a lot of meetings every other week for several months and a lot of little details, but it went flawless. Pretty sure if you looked at social media the day after, we were the buzz of the entire Southeastern Connecticut from almost every agency you could possibly think about, including some that aren't even police. So you guys did a fantastic job. I heard the cake was really good. Just also, if anybody ever has any questions on anything, feel free to contact any of us at any time. There's some bad information given out about the football field taken off the soccer field. That was never the intent. Football asked to have the field extended, and Public Works was tasked with looking at different recommendations. They came back with a couple, and we decided, you know, obviously we're not going to cut into another field. But somebody gave out bad information, so everybody showed up to complain about that. So feel free to call us at any time if you have any questions. And just a reminder that Thursday, there's a band session every Thursday night at the Pavilion. They had the first one 2 weeks ago. It was well attended from what I understand. And I believe the next one starts this Thursday. So sure to check that out. Mr. Yukonik.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate everybody's kind words about the transition committee, but I was not the only one there. Councilor Bunnell also participated along with Mike Butterworth,
Sergeant Ryan Spring from the Police Department, and Tiffany Williams. Each one of those individuals worked very hard to make this a wonderful, memorable event. So I want to give credit to each of them as well. And regarding item 16E that we tabled for next month, I would just hope that all the people involved, youth services, Parks and Rec, get together and pool their ideas and come up with something. I really like the idea of keeping it Fair Oaks, something like that, traditional. I went to school there when I was a kid. I know it's really not a school now, but and let's make sure that the Board of Ed people are involved too. Everybody put your heads together so nobody thinks anybody's getting cut out just because it's a name change. It doesn't mean any of the services are changing. Get together. We'll figure this out. We just want something we're going to put on the new sign since the other one got wrecked. That's all I have.
There you go. Mr.
Mandler. I just want to thank all the counselors for approving the radio, the SCBAs, the M43 safety issue, and it should have been addressed and should be addressed on an ongoing basis. Also, the fire chiefs for thinking ahead and getting this on the agenda to make everybody safe that are involved in the fire services. And the only other thing I want to thank Councilor Yutnick and his committee for an outstanding job. The only disappointment I have is he gave back $3. He could have bought me a cupcake instead of a cake. But other than that, it was flawless. I tell you what, it showed the exact planning that's involved and the attention to detail that was amazing by the whole entire committee. And with that, motion adjourned.
Second.
So move.
All in favor, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? We're adjourned to 8:21. Thank you all.
Aye. All right. Now I got a call out. All right, I'm going to deal with a raccoon in my suit.
Ricky?
I don't know.
Are you going to get bit?
No.
You have a pole thing?
I have opposable thumbs and a bigger brain. I'm not going to get bit. I want a gun. And a pole.
Guess what?
I was going to say that pole thing.
Hey, Robert, thing. Guess what? I'm fishing on vacation in 2 weeks.
What?
I'm a fishing on vacation in 2 weeks.
Oh, we could have last.